It's been about 6 months since I started the Bells and Whistles Theater, which is kind of the creative home of this podcast now. It's where I release all the upcoming episodes, extra scenes, and standalone short stories. I'm working on my second short story now. And if you're curious about how things are going with the podcast, if I will keep podcasting, and if I am able to survive as a creator, I have just published a free episode of my In the Wings Behind the Scenes podcast, where I discuss how I feel about the Bells and Whistles Theater in the Lesbian Romantic Podcast and its future right now. So if that interests you, go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic and sign up for free, and you'll have access to that episode of my Behind the Scenes podcast. All right, let's get to this episode. Okay, is this thing working? All right, okay. Hi, I'm Hannah. Sigrid asked me to record the intro this week. She wanted me to read something for you, so let's see. This podcast... This podcast is 100... This is hard. Okay. This podcast is 100% funded by its listeners. Huh, that's an interesting model. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, hey, I'm recording something. Ooh, a commercial? No, something for Sigrid. Oh, okay. When will you be done?
In a minute.
All right, I'll wait here.
Okay. This podcast is 100% funded by its listeners.
Oh, come on. Sorry, you sound so serious.
You're making me self-conscious. I think I better do this alone.
Okay. I'll wait somewhere else. Maybe the bedroom?
What? Come on.
Better hurry.
Okay, this podcast is 100% funded by its listeners. No one likes ads in the middle of a good story, so there are none. If you enjoy this podcast every week, please consider becoming a supporter. You can easily and safely send a one-time contribution at lesbianromantic.com/support. Automatic recurring contributions will be available soon. That's lesbianromantic.com/support. Thank you so much. Huh. Okay, I hope that was good enough, because I really need to go now. Bye.
Welcome to the Lesbian Romantic Podcast. This is The Diva Story, Part 36.
I think that's everything,
Millie said as she looked around the living room. Hannah put down Millie's suitcase in the hallway.
Really? That wasn't too bad.
Millie rolled her head a few times to work out the kinks in her neck.
No, I'm so tired, though.
Let's take one last look around so we can go,
Hannah replied, walking back into the living room.
Sure.
Millie said. She stretched her arms above her head.
God, can we sleep for 12 hours once we get back to New York City?
Hannah chuckled, stepping behind Millie and wrapping her arms around her.
Oh, yes, she said as she placed soft kisses on Millie's neck. Millie closed her eyes. That's not going to lead to sleeping.
Maybe not at first, Hannah replied. Her breath was tickling Millie's ear.
Stop it, Millie said, grinning. Or I am dragging you to that couch to make you finish what you started.
Okay, I'll let you go, Hannah said, but kept her arms in place. She did stop teasing Millie. Millie sighed.
We better get out of here. It's 2 a.m. By the time we get to your hotel, it'll be 4.
Hannah rested her chin on Millie's shoulder. Are you happy you're going home? Or sad it's over? She asked. Millie pursed her lips.
I'm glad I'm leaving this place, she said after a second or two.
Why? Millie covered Hannah's hands with her own and looked down. She thought their hands looked good together.
I just am, she said,
not quite able to get a grasp on what she was feeling. Are you still upset after what happened in that parking lot? Hannah asked softly. Millie clenched her jaw.
Maybe a little. I haven't allowed myself to think about it too much. But it did get under my skin.
Did you ever hear back from the police? Millie shook her head.
No, nothing.
She could feel Hannah nodding. I'm glad you're coming back, too. Millie smiled tiredly.
We better get to work, then.
Yeah. Can you drop the key in a mailbox or something?
Yep. The janitor lives downstairs, Millie said.
Hannah straightened up and headed for the bedroom. How about I check the bedroom and bathroom? You do the living room and kitchen?
Aye, aye, Captain, Millie joked.
She looked around the room and decided she should inspect the couch for lost objects. She was peeking under the second couch pillow when Hannah yelled something from the other room.
You really are tired, aren't you?
Millie pushed herself up with a groan. Hannah walked back into the living room, holding Millie's pillow and pajamas. Millie covered her mouth.
Oh, God, she said. They were still on the bed?
No, in the bathroom sink. Hannah grinned. Millie flopped onto the couch.
My brain is shutting down.
It was a long night, Hannah said, as she sat down next to Millie.
I can't believe your mom showed up, Millie said.
I can't believe your mom showed up, Hannah replied. Millie giggled.
It was kind of a mess.
Hannah clicked her tongue.
Yeah, not what I had imagined.
Millie took Hannah's hand in hers.
I think my parents really liked your mom.
Dinner went well, didn't it?
Yes, I can't believe how kind your mom was. I mean, she was so...
Millie looked for the right word. She didn't want to insult Hannah. Normal? Hannah suggested.
Millie met her gaze.
How did you know I was going to say that?
Hannah shrugged.
Lots of people think my mom is this stuck-up lady. The French accent doesn't help.
She looked away.
And in a way, she is. Stuck up, I mean. Hannah said after a few seconds. But other times, she's just the sweetest person.
What was she like when you were a kid?
Millie asked. Hannah immediately smiled.
Wonderful.
She was a lot more relaxed back then. You know, more spontaneous.
Millie rubbed the back of Hannah's hand with her thumb.
She started putting up walls after my dad died, Hannah said.
The fatigue Millie had felt before was suddenly gone.
Do you mind if I...
Hannah frowned and looked down.
Too much work. Too many late-night dinners.
Millie nodded sadly. She wasn't sure what to say.
How old were you?
She finally asked.
18.
Millie couldn't imagine what it must feel like to lose your father at such a young age. Just thinking about losing her own made her chest tighten. Hannah pulled back her hand.
Right, sorry. Let's get going. We don't have time for this.
She said and got up. Millie's brows knitted together. She got to her feet clumsily. Hannah was already opening the fridge and kitchen cabinets. Millie leaned against the counter. She rubbed her chest.
My parents really like you, too, she said softly.
Hannah closed the cabinet she had been inspecting and lowered her arms slowly.
Your mom and dad are amazing, she said.
Millie smiled.
Yeah, they are. Does that mean you'll take them up on their offer?
Hannah shrugged shyly.
Yes, if it's okay with you.
I'd love to come when you go visit them.
Millie quickly walked up to Hannah, took her face in her hands, and kissed her on the lips.
Hannah laughed. That got me bonus points, huh?
Millie grinned.
I just can't wait to have some time off with you.
Right, Hannah said. I keep forgetting this trip to Houston was all work for you.
Millie lifted her shoulders.
Yeah, but in a way, coming here was work for you too.
She immediately regretted the remark. She wasn't even sure what she meant by it. Hannah cleared her throat.
I guess, in a way,
she said, frowning. Millie searched for Hannah's hands.
That was a stupid thing to say. I'm sorry. I'm just not sure how all of this works now that we're...
She forced herself to say it out loud this time.
Dating.
Hannah tugged at Millie's belt playfully.
Don't worry, my mom took care of that.
Millie frowned and tilted her head.
What do you mean?
Hannah's smile was wide.
I can focus on the chocolate business full time again. My mom's taking over all the opera stuff.
Millie wasn't sure if it was what Hannah was saying or the way she was saying it. But she knew she didn't like what she was hearing.
Why?
She asked dryly.
Hey, this is good news, Hannah said. I'm not sure it is, Millie snapped back.
Hannah folded her arms.
It makes things less complicated for us.
Yes, and you no longer have to burden yourself with this silly opera thing.
Hannah's eyebrows shot up.
What? No, that's not what I said.
Millie pushed a strand of hair behind her ear. Her hand was shaking.
You sure made it sound that way?
Hannah shook her head.
No, my mom just thinks I can get in trouble because some people might find our relationship inappropriate.
Millie huffed.
Why would you get in trouble? It's my reputation that's on the line.
Huh? Now, what does that mean?
Hannah replied, sounding exasperated.
Never mind, Millie said. She didn't know why she was picking a fight all of a sudden.
Hannah let out a deep sigh. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm glad my mom is doing this for now. But that doesn't mean I no longer care about your career.
Millie tucked her hands in her back pockets. And you can give me opera classes instead, Hannah pleaded.
Millie arched an eyebrow.
Opera classes?
Hannah nodded eagerly.
Yes, you can teach me how to.
She sucked on her lower lip while she thought. Millie was having a hard time not smiling while she waited Hannah out.
Like, how to enjoy it and how to listen to it?
Hannah stammered. Millie thought her heart was going to melt into a puddle.
I don't know, she teased. I think you'd be a very difficult student.
Their gazes met.
Well, Hannah said, I'd agree with you, except this time I am extremely motivated to learn.
The corners of her lips edged up. Millie laughed.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Hannah nodded dramatically.
I really am.
The sparkle in her eyes took down Millie's last defenses.
Come here, you goof, she said.
Yes, ma'am.
Hannah obeyed immediately. Millie pressed her lips against Hannah's, eager to restore their connection. They kissed hungrily. Millie caught Hannah's lip between her teeth and tugged a little bit. Two warm hands slipped under her shirt and stroked her bare stomach. Millie boldly cupped Hannah's breast in response, teasing the hardening nipple under the fabric. Hannah groaned and broke off the kiss.
I won't be able to stop myself, so you better walk away now, she said in between quick and shallow breaths.
Millie grinned wickedly. It was mostly bluster, though. She, too, wanted nothing more than to rip Hannah's clothes off and take her right here on the kitchen counter.
Let's get to that hotel, she said.
Hannah ran a hand through her hair and looked around impatiently.
Yes, let's.
Millie hurried to the hallway to get her coat. Hannah joined her, holding Millie's pillow and PJs up in the air triumphantly. Almost forgot these for the second time, she chuckled. Millie buttoned up her coat and put the key in her pocket.
Well, she said as she gestured for Hannah to hurry. I won't be needing those pajamas tonight. But I am rather fond of the pillow.
Hannah laughed. That's a promise, right? She said as she followed Millie out of the door.
What is?
Millie asked. She shut the door behind them. No PJs tonight. Millie rolled her eyes.
Sure, she said.
Or the rest of the weekend. Millie shook her head while she checked if the door was properly locked. She was feeling a bit lightheaded.
I'm in love with you, you know, Hannah said suddenly.
Millie gasped in surprise. She turned around, her eyes wide, her cheeks hot. Hannah's blue eyes were more beautiful than ever, open, vulnerable, filled with love. Millie feared her voice would crack if she spoke now, but she knew she had to. She squeezed her eyes shut for the briefest of moments.
I'm in love with you too, she whispered.
This was part 36 of The Diva Story. Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes it possible for me to keep doing this. So thank you, and I will see you next week.
Hey, Hannah, what was that? That was not, your best effort, I'm guessing.
I know, I'm sorry. Millie distracted me.
What? How?
Well... Okay, I don't want to know. Sorry, and bye.